This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 50 for Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are stronger on Tuesday, getting support from a weaker Canadian dollar and gains in Chicago soy oil. A trader says overnight frosts across the prairies are playing a less significant role. The November canola contract is up $7.20 at $5.10.90 per ton. The January contract is up $7.30 at $5.17.80 per ton. The Canadian dollar is down nearly 7 cents at 75.72 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 76.40. The trader notes that much of this year's canola crop has been swathed, which helps protect it from frost. He says the hardest hit areas are the central and northern growing areas of Saskatchewan, as temperatures there reportedly fell to as low as minus 7 Celsius. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales of soybeans to China for a combined 664,000 tons. There's also a private sale of nearly 102,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations. Delivery for all three are scheduled for the current marketing year. Ahead of this afternoon's weekly crop progress report from the USDA, the good to excellent ratings for corn and soybeans are projected to drop 1 to 2 more points. The spring wheat harvest is expected to come in at 80% complete. Australia is raising its estimate for its 2020 wheat crop by 8.4% to 28.9 million tons. The Australia barley crop is pegged to come in at 11.3 million tons and their canola crop at 3.4 million. Strategy Grain expects the European Union and the United Kingdom to produce almost 17.1 million tons of rapeseed in 2020. That's down 1.3% from the previous year's harvest. Rapeseed exports are forecast to increase 1.6% to 6.2 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The November contract is up 5 cents at $9.73 per bushel. October soy oil is up a half cent at 33.27 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is down $2.70 at $309.40 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday, with the December contract up 4 cents at $3.62 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the December contract down 1.5 cents at $2.685 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower on Tuesday. Chicago December is down 6 cents at $5.44. Kansas City December is down 3 at $4.695. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 6.5 cents at $5.36. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 8th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.